You want to live like Gene Simmons?
I don't think so. He doesn't look happy to me.
He's very happy. He's Gene Simmons.
He's wealthy. He doesn't strike me as happy. In fact, when I watch Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, whenever I see interviews with him, I don't get the impression that he's living the life, he's living his best life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he always wants more.
I completely disagree with you. I think he's living the best life. If you see him around girls on stage, around his wife, his mansion that he lives in, the cars he drives, he's doing quite all right.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you that he has lots of stuff. I'm telling you that he doesn't strike me as somebody who's happy.
If I was Gene Simmons, I don't think I'd stop smiling ever. But now, if you want to live like Gene Simmons, you can buy his house. And his house in Las Vegas now has been up for sale for a while now.
That's what I'm saying. That's not good. Why is your house for sale? Why has it been for sale for so long? That is not the marker of somebody whose life is good. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's selling it for $13.5 million. He bought it in 2021 for $10.8 million. So he's trying to make $3.5 million because he's Gene Simmons.
Well, let me guess. Here's what I think. I think the house is probably worth $6.2 million. They sold it to him for $10 because he's Gene Simmons and not a real estate agent, and he's trying to sell it for $13 because he thinks, because he's Gene Simmons, someone wants to buy Gene Simmons' house.
11,000 square feet, has an 11-car garage. That's the key to my heart right there, 11-car garage.
Yeah, you want lots of cars. That
I want
make
lots
you happy.
Of cars. Yes. So you can buy it for $13.5 million. But if you don't have the money to buy it, he says he will accept Bitcoin, Litecoin, Polkadot, Avenue, Tri, or a combination of any one of those cryptocurrencies for his house.
Why?
Because he said he's been an outspoken fan of cryptocurrency from the beginning. He thinks it's the future of money, and it just makes sense that he will accept that money to buy his house.
Here's the thing. $13 million in real estate these days is bupkis. I mean, I can't afford it, but I'm just saying the kind of people that are in the $1 million range of house buying, $13 million is pocket change, and I'll tell you exactly why. I just had this conversation with a girlfriend of mine. She loves to check out Long Island real estate. Now, living in New York City, Long Island to us means the Hamptons. And there was a time that we would hear about houses for sale in the Hamptons that would go for like $20 million or $30 million. Those days are long gone, long gone. There is a house for sale right now. It's a big, giant piece of property that has, I think, a couple of houses on it. It is going for $175 million.
And you have to live on Long Island?
No, you don't understand. This is somebody's summer home. This is the Hamptons. It's not like regular Long Island. It's the Hamptons.
It's still Long Island to me.
Well, it's 42 acres.
Wow.
That's just one house. It was originally built for Henry Ford, as in the cars, Ford. Okay. And it's a giant piece of property right on the water, of course, because you spent $175 million, it better be. There's another one that just sold. Somebody bought this. It's a house for $145 million, 20,000 square feet, 42 acres, 12 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms.
42 acres on the Hamptons.
Yeah. There's another one. This one's cheap. This one was only $88
million. Oh, pfft. Will they take Bitcoin for that?
Yeah, here's another $72 million. Remember, these are people's summer homes. This is not the place that people live all year long. This is their summer home. $72 million. 20,000 square feet in the Hamptons. Another one, $75 million. Here's another one that's super cheap, $56
million. Oh, we can buy that.
That one only has 8 bedrooms, 25 acres.
And it only takes you 4 days to get there from the city in
true.
Traffic. I think Bitcoin is worth like $4, maybe $5. So if you want to buy Gene Simmons' house and you have a couple of Bitcoin laying around, there you go.
What's your thought on Bitcoin?
I liked it up until like 6 months ago when the bottom fell out.
Right.
So I was like, well, maybe we should buy some. I don't know where to buy it. To me, I hate gambling of any type. And that is a huge gamble.